Grr.
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 Hey guys and girls, it's been a minute. It's been so much that has gone on. I almost didn't touch this even in 2020, but you know, I think it was about time to come back to the table and just kind of share some things and talk about some things since a lot has changed. I've gotten married, moving to a house and acclimating to that, and just got a promotion and you know, still trying to cling to life in this crazy year. So I figured I would come and talk about something that is like really picking at my brain and, you know, trying to find the best ways to be honest about it. But I wanted to call this one rapid change because I know we're all experiencing some sort of change in the capacity of, it could be with our children and the fact that we're doing a lot of virtual learning. We're home, working from home as I am. You may have made different transitions within your relationships, friendships, all of that. And so I just kind of wanted to talk about, you know, how that propels us into different ways and different feelings and, you know, different ideas of life and perceptions. So let's kick it off. So, rapid change to me, or how it's showing up for me in my life, is just trying to, or feeling like I have to adjust so quickly to everything around me. Don't get me wrong, I consider myself a pretty resilient person. And you hear when I say I consider myself, there may be plenty of people that challenge that in me. But I do, I feel like I'm flexible. But the thing that I struggle with is, when am I being too flexible? When can I say, stop, slow down, allow me to adjust? You know, I think one thing that's apparent is when you have age differences in any relationship, and expectations are set because, or, you know, you're both in different life places and you feel this constant need to have to rush, you know, and I'm all for growing, but I'm all for growing at your own pace. And so, you know, listen, I've gotten slack for giving feelings too much power, but you know, they're here. They're a part of me. They're something that may be bigger in me than in others, and that's okay. I'm just sick of being apologetic about it. This is who I am. And I think what I want to convey in this podcast is the same thing. Who cares? If you are experiencing, which we all are, change, and you may have a hard time to adapt, or someone or something is pushing you into a space that is inauthentic, you're having to get in a space because it makes them more comfortable, or it makes everyone else around you more comfortable, it is okay to say, wait. Or and not even into them, because it's not even that they know they're doing it. But it is okay within yourself to say, wait a minute. I just need to digest this. I need to digest if I want to move this way. Am I doing it for the right reasons? Or am I doing it just to be pleasing? Which is a weakness and fault of mine, truthfully. I will do things, and this is the honest truth. I will do things to keep peace.
I will do, and then in my own she shed, in my own spare time, be freaking at war. Like, why? And not understand why people don't consider me in the ways that I would like them to, or the ways that I consider them. My best friend, she's always done this. This particular best friend, she has always been one to level with me, and tell me what's real. And we were having a conversation one day, and I was just kind of telling and talking about some things that were challenging for me, and I just didn't feel that others were getting it. And you know what she said to me? She said, "Tina, I have to be real with you." And I said, "Okay." She said, You've never required anyone to consider you. Whoa. Boom. Mind blowing. It was like, but I didn't see a lie. I didn't see a lie because of the behaviors that I continue to perpetuate and trying to always meet a need or always avoid conflict that I feel deemed to be unnecessary. That I'm doing that, you know? And so for me, that was one of those things that, yes, I would have loved to rapidly change it, but I realized because I'm undoing such a long or sustained behavior, it may take me a little time. It may take me a little time. So I guess the whole moral of the story is that, you know, the impatience of it all, it can't penetrate you if you don't allow from anyone else, if you're not allowing it within yourself. So meaning if you're patient with yourself and your changes and you understand the authenticity that you're trying to create in your changes and trying to make sure they're coming and rooted and seated in the right place, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter about anybody else. And I'm only saying this because this is my stuff. This is my shit, y'all. These are the things that I kind of sit around and be like, you know what, Tina, wait a minute. You're doing it again. And that goes to anything that is requiring change. I mean, perception of someone or something or some situation. That means taking on a task that you weren't necessarily ready for. Sometimes you're going to be propelled into things and it's going to be like, oh, well, sink or swim, and understand that you may have to digest later. But I don't think it's wrong to be a person that, you know, enjoys stability, enjoys, some time to, one, change at their own pace, but also enjoy the change. Like every time I turn around a corner, I feel like I said, I'm open to change. But every time I turn around, I can't get comfortable in anything, or I can't get, you know, settled in nothing. For me, it unnerves me. It makes me uncomfortable. It makes me feel a bit unstable. Because it's just all over the place. I'm a Virgo. I'm earth. I like grounded things. I even like earth tones, like seriously. And I'm so attracted to them. So I'm not saying that I don't like spontaneity though. That's the crazy thing about Virgos as well. But spontaneity doesn't necessarily render itself as, oh, I gotta jump all over the place in thought and blah, 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 or maybe jump all over the place and needing to, I don't know, have my hands in everything. No, my spontaneity for real will be like, you know what? It's 10 o'clock at night. Wanna go to dinner? Wanna go to a movie? Wanna go bowling? Or one thing for me I've always been bad about is actually, I love to change my comforters. That's just a thing I have. Like, I can get sick and tired of looking at it. It's something, I got to change the room around. I can move the couch, or I can move a something to different rooms. That's really my spontaneity, like, or spontaneously go on a trip. But to spontaneously change foundational things in me, that's the truth. I'm a little bit slower on that. I'm a little bit slower in evaluating what's authentic to me, because I know that I'm so outwardly touched by things around me, you know, and that doesn't necessarily mean that that's right. But what I'm saying for me is that I'm aware of a weakness, and I want to make sure that I'm making changes that are authentic to me, not because someone else is suggestive, not because someone else thinks that I should be living that way or doing a certain thing or embracing a certain person. So to play off what I was saying, I ended up getting a call, but you know, you got to go at your own pace. As far as the change that you are wanting, sometimes change comes that you don't necessarily want, but it's okay to say where you are about it, you know, and you can accept, you know, criticism or, you know, advice from those that you love and respect and know that mean, you know, you well, or you cannot. You cannot. I mean, at the end of the day, my thing is this is your life. It's your life. You're the one living it. And it's so easy right now to, especially right now, y'all, with us, being trapped in the house, not really doing all the things that we're regularly doing. It's so easy to get entangled in your mind and to be guilted about, you know, making certain decisions or not knowing which way to go, because you are trying to not only please yourself, but please others as well, or I don't know. It's just, there's so many things that could actually affect you mentally. So cut down some of that strife. And I'm talking to myself. Cut down some of that strife. Cut down that guilt. Get rooted in who you are. And understand, yes, maybe that who you are may change over time. But you are not helpless in that change. You have the ability to dictate how quickly you're going to move. You know, you really, really do. Maybe not all the time. Now, I'm not telling you not to be flexible. But what I'm saying is that there's nothing wrong with being honest about where you are. There's just nothing wrong with that. I personally don't feel like there's anything wrong with being honest about where you are. And to make it seem like a change has happened in you for the sake of anything else, I think it's just doing yourself a disservice. Because one day, and one day soon, with us being at home and able to self-reflect, it'll come back. It'll come back to you. It's just almost like bad fruit. It's not seeded in the right soil. It was never meant to survive because it was never planted in the right place. So, yes, we're all going through change. And yes, embrace change. The change that resonates with you, embrace it. You know, life is about growth. And, you know, as we've talked about before, and sometimes those good cries come in that change. That's for damn sure. But I'm just telling you, I don't know. There's just no timer. There's just no timer in authentic change. So with that, I also want to share with that change, with kind of dictating the tempo and, you know, going with the ebb and flow of it. Listen, another thing, for me. It's okay to say no. It's okay to say no. I'm not there yet. Sorry. It's okay to say no. It's okay to not do things that you don't want to do. I feel like I'm growing in that myself. This is the whole breaking the addiction to being a people pleaser, always trying to fix it for everyone or make it right, you know? It's all good for everybody around you when you're saying yes. It's all good. It's all good. And just expect when you say no, it's not going to be all good. But that's okay, because you know who it's going to be good with? Yourself. Because you were honest. You were honest about where you are. And you needed that space and you needed that time or you needed that tempo reset. That, to me, when we can embrace, or when I can embrace all of this, because I'm talking to y'all about myself, I'm talking to y'all about people I've experienced. When we can embrace all of this, my thought, this is my hope, because I'm not there yet, truth, to where I'm at this constant state of peace. I feel like there's always, I was saying this earlier, that I feel like there's always, there's things I've made peace with, but there's always something warring inside of me. I want to get better with that for certain, but I know it's because of some of these behaviors that I need to change that are not necessarily moving as fast as I would like them to, which has caused an impatience in me, which is also in turn allowed anyone else around me that is becoming impatient with that change to affect me as well, which guilts me. And I feel, and I feel, cause I'm going to use the word feel. I feel rushed. I feel like I'm behind or something of that. So it's just kind of unlearning those behaviors and being able to learn how to say no and choosing myself when I need a particular thing just for me. It may not be for everyone else. Those things, believe it or not, are not the easiest task, especially for women. Truthfully, because we find our hands in so many things and so much servitude that when we want to say no, and it just seems like it shakes the entire world, meaning your world, like, oh, she said no, oh, bop, 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 bop. And then we start to backtrack because that's not the tremble we were trying to set off. We just wanted a semblance of peace. We just wanted a moment for self. And we thought that, gosh, surely this is not too much to ask because I've accommodated every other thing that's been asked of me. But even if it does come off like it's too much, I'm learning and I'm trying to walk in the fact that that does not matter. I do. You do. We do. We matter. And this all plays into our mental health. I got a call today, and I haven't talked about this, of course, because I haven't been on here in a while, but some of you have probably seen on my Facebook where we have a family that we've kind of been, you know, helping. And, you know, he called and we talked about just being overwhelmed. And all I did was recommend, go take a walk. Go buy some candles, because I know this, he's down with the aromatherapy just like me too. And he was like, you know what? I didn't even think of that. He said, I have not been giving myself the time. I haven't been giving myself me time. I've just been trying to be pop. I've been trying to be daddy and not realizing that I'm warring within myself. Like I need some me time. And that's all it took. He said, thank you so much. He walked to the store. I haven't heard anything else, but I even felt the relief on the phone with, as we stepped into that, like, whew, there's an outlet. Okay. And I told him the one thing that my dad has always said to me, he said, baby, if you're not good, nobody else is good, which is so true. Women, men, when there are people relying on you, if you ain't good, they ain't good. They can feel it in the atmosphere. You know, we not doing the same things. We don't want to cook because we ain't good. I ain't good. So you figure out your food. You know, like that's, and those moments are okay. That means you got to stop the brakes, hit the brakes, I mean, and take some time. So, you know, we can accommodate change. Some of it will be rapid. Some of it will be slower. Some of it will be even paced. But just know there's nothing wrong with trying to set the pace of your change and examining where it's rooted. Because the whole point of change is that you want it to stick. You want it to be worthwhile for you. You want it to be something that you can appreciate. And that's okay. Take your time. Don't take too much time, but take your time to figure it out. And just be okay in your choices and your decisions about that. You be okay with it, because everybody else around you more than likely will not. That's just the truth. Not everybody gets the vision that was meant for you. So, with all that being said, I love y'all. It's so good to get back. And I mean, I don't know who needs to hear this, and I don't really care. At the end of the day, it was good for me to get this off. But for those that do need to hear it, I'm so glad to put it out, and I thank you for listening. I will continue to do some more of these. It may not be on a, you know, super frequent basis, but shoot, who knows? I don't know. I'm always here working from home. So, you know, in the afternoons, maybe I could do some things. But y'all just let me know what you want to hear as well. And we can have chats. Like, this is nothing. We can call and we can have discussions and we can have a full-on, you know, podcast between the others as well. So, thank y'all, and we will talk again on Girl.